This week in West Virginia history, country and western musician Billy Cox was born near Charleston on August 4, 1897. He started his career in 1928, singing and playing guitar and harmonica on Charleston's WOBU radio station, which later became WCHS. During the 1930s, Cox was recognized as one of West Virginia's premier singer-songwriters. Among his 150 recordings were future country standards like Sparkling Brown Eyes and this song, Filipino Baby, which he performed with Cliff Hobbs of Cedar Grove. Several of Billy Cox's songs celebrated Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal, but the Great Depression, along with personal problems, cut Cox's career short. He soon left the music business and worked various odd jobs, including a stint at Charleston's Kelly Axe Factory. In the 1960s, musicologists rediscovered him living in poverty. Billy Cox, known as the Dixie Songbird, died in 1968 at age 71. For more information on Billy Cox, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.